Since the beginning of the human species, we've been counting down to this moment. The moment when it all finally comes crashing down around our ears. When something happens and it drives the human race to its knees. The moment when the apocalypse comes. Will the dead rise? Will the ancient gods come back to destroy us? Will machines of our own making be our downfall? Or will the end come from outside, as aliens claim our ruined world of their own? Find out now, in End of the World. Hello, and welcome to The Cult of Teen Dice, episode 168. And this is actually a redux, because we started playing this game way back in episode 98 and then stopped. So we're actually going all the way back to the beginning, and we're going to begin again. This is End of the World. We will be playing Wrath of the Gods, and technically speaking, and I don't think it gives much away by saying this, it's called An Apocalypse in Yellow. I'm Mordrigan, and I will be your GM for the evening.
I'm Archive, and I'm going to be playing Archive.
Hello, I'm Hardwick, and I'm playing Hardwick.
Have you seen what we did there? Basically, End of the World is a game where the GM ends the world, and you normally play as yourselves, which is what we're going to be doing. And we'll come on to the characters in a minute. Oh, gods, how long did it take?
Not long. We had to think of positive things. That's very hard. We had to decide between negative things. That's even harder.
Anyway, what was I going to say? I can't remember now. Jesus.
168.
Ah, yes. Before we go any further, we must pronounce the fact that this is episode 168, and so, just for old Porcupino, we say, 168, the Queen! Nobody else is going to understand what we mean, but it doesn't matter, because we do, and it's fine. She will have said the Queen after every time we've said 168, though, so I don't think it really matters, 168, 168, 168. She's going to enjoy listening to this one. But anyway, so I'm going to be running this game. The way the game works, it's got an interesting dice mechanic. I'm going to come to the tea in a minute. In the End of the World, you roll a number of dice determined by your positive features, being alive, not being a paraplegic. Seriously. Archive tried to claim, well, I'm not paralysed, as a positive feature. We suggested that your positive features should be a bit more positive than that.
It's a positive! I'm happy about it!
But at the same time, it's not a noticeable positive, is what I'm saying.
Also, I'm now totally imagining a mechanic made of dice, and it's amazing. But carry on.
Right. So, yeah. I've lost my place. So what happens is you roll a set of dice, you will get a load of positive dice, one for being alive, and then other positive die for various things that are either influencing you positively, or that you've got equipment for, or you've planned for. Then you'll usually get at least one negative die for the threat of the area, maybe more negative die if it's particularly threat-filled, and also negative die if it comes under one of your negative features or you're wounded or something like that. You then roll all those dice together and you cancel out the dice that are positive and negative that roll the same numbers. So you pair out the numbers that are matched until all of them are gone. And then you see if you've got at least one positive die under or equal to your stat. For every negative die that you've got left over, you take a point of stress, and you have 9 stress boxes on your sheet. As your stress fills up, it comes in 3 rows of 3, so once you've filled the first 3 boxes, you become inured to pitiful 1 dot stress, but only two dot stress can deal you even a single point of damage. Once you've filled your two, your second row, she's looking at her fingers again. She's we'll come to that when we get to your negative features. And then, if you've got both of your first two lines filled, even stress calls not to the second level does nothing. So eventually, however, you're going to have to get rid of those stress boxes, and you can do this by turning them into injuries called traumas. And traumas basically act like extra negative features, and they reduce your stress by three boxes for a severity one, six boxes for a severity two, or up to 8/9 boxes for a severity three. But if you've reached nine stress, you're usually dead. This is quite a good game for doing the apocalypse in, because basically it will grind you all to death. Because eventually you will all die in this game.
Yay!
The trick is, don't be Jesus at the Thunderball, I've noticed.
I'm not sure how I feel about being ground to death.
Well, let's find out. So, we do, however, also have a tea. Or I say we have a tea, I mean we had a tea because we've all drunk the tea while we were creating characters.
I've got a bit left.
Well, I drank mine while it was still hot. Please explain the tea.
But having none left does show that it's a nice tea rather than one that's been
aside. Yeah, we had 4 litres of pina colada when we made it.
That was a bit of an overestimation. Right, today's
tea... It's fucking horrible, though. We should have had 4 litres left.
Today's tea is the Covent Garden Tea House's white tea called Dance of the Monkey.
Dance of the Monkey!
It's an organic loose-leaf tea from the Hunan province.
Mm-hmm.
Large leafed.
Very, very large leafed.
And high in antioxidants.
Now, making it does look like a pond with chunks in.
It's a leafy pond.
It's quite a leafy, slightly muddy pond. But, having said that, and remember, most of the teas that we have that are slightly leafy and a bit muddy have been pretty fucking awful afterwards. Or tasteless. This one's really quite nice. I quite liked it.
I liked it because it's white. It's very kind of light and...
Yeah, it doesn't have the bitter.
It doesn't have the bitter and it's... You don't really expect a lot of flavour.
It's still got a fair amount.
It does have flavour, but not like...
It doesn't punch you in the face.
Yeah.
Well, remember, there seems to be a thing with white tea where we look at it and go, that looks awful, and then it's actually just quite light and pleasant and refreshing.
Mm.
So it might just be that white tea looks terrible, and that's the thing we need to learn.
Yeah, it was really pleasant, and the antioxidants are good for you and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, would you seek it out over other teas? That's always the question.
I'm not beginning to think I could find space for a white tea in my life. And this is a nice one.
This would be the white tea, Dance of the Monkey.
I don't know if it would be the white tea, but certainly I'm warming towards white tea now we've been trying a few.
I mean, this one's quite nice. If I was going to have a white tea, I would have this white tea, I think.
Okay.
Tend to go for black teas, because, frankly, I need the fucking caffeine to keep going. Yeah, this is a really good white tea. I mean, I can't remember, was Tea of the Snow Lion. Was that a green tea or a white tea? I think it was a green tea.
Yeah.
It wasn't terribly pleasant, if I'm honest. I think I've still got most of it in the box. It was a bit more bitter, a bit more powerful than it wasn't nice though, but this is really pleasant. Admittedly, I put sweetener in mine, but...
But you always do.
Yeah, I always do. But it was really quite pleasant. Anything else to say?
No, it's good tea.
No, in which case...
We like it. Yes.
Yeah, we like the tea. It was nice. So, at this point, Archive, please tell people who you're playing and what their stats are.
All of my stats.
Yeah, go ahead.
Gonny. Well, all right. I'm playing Archive. How much do I say about Archive?
We can say stats and features.
Okay, so just stats and features.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Archive has like the actual numbers. So.
Yeah.
I don't know how this is done. I'm a bit like, well, we didn't usually just read out all of our stats. That's a bit weird.
They need to know what sort of level things are at.
Okay, well, she's probably sort of average-ish with dex, vitality, logic and willpower, and below average at charisma and empathy. She's quite clumsy, but not bad at walking. Indecisive, but has a good memory for random facts. Brilliant knowledge of terrible jokes and is terrified of approaching strangers.
There we go, then. And now, Hardwick.
Right. Hardwick is kind of average in the physical stats, dexterity and vitality. Mental stats, kind of average for logic and slightly down on willpower. And social, fairly low for charisma and fairly average for empathy. Her physical features are a positive is that she's quite slender, so can reach into small spaces.
Please note, when Hardwick started creating her character, because I listened to the other episode before, when she started making her character, I did point out that she'd said exactly the same thing last time as well. It was.
It must be true then.
Yeah.
But has a negative physical feature of being easily injured. Mental features, easily distracted, but is a good planner. And social features is happy to help out, but quiet.
Okay. So, to begin, it is a Thursday evening. And you have headed to a game night at Cult Central, normally run by Mordrigan. Weirdly, you both managed to arrive pretty much on time and at the same time.
Why are you looking at me?
Why could I possibly be looking at you, Archive? Now, today has been a bit interesting in Reading, because weirdly, like, there are thousands of people coming into Reading today. You did have to check the date. It's not the date of Reading Rock, but a lot of people who look like they'd be right at home at Reading Rock have been turning up. But then so have a load of, like, metalheads. And a load of hippies, and basically quite a lot of people have just been streaming into the town and then heading towards the Majeski Stadium.
Probably been at work in not in Reading, so I've not really noticed much. Well, they're all coming in the morning in the train.
Yes.
Okay.
The train station has been packed full of people pretty much all day, and they're still coming in when you come home.
Wow, okay. So they were coming at that sort of rate at like 7:30?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those people got up early.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
They did. In fact, you saw quite a few people who were coming in with suitcases with, like, airport tags on.
They're going to annoy me so. I'm going to be in such a bad mood. Because I had to shoulder past them to try and get my train this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not happy.
You realise you've just given yourself a social trauma, right? Of in a bad mood.
That's fine. To be fair, I might have forgotten about it by the time I got home. But certainly when I got to work, I'd have been in quite a bad mood.
Okay, we'll leave it off for the moment. But yeah, you've both met up at the corner of the road upon which Cult Central resides. Hardwick, you see Archive. Archive, you see Hardwick. Off in the distance, you hear music start up at the Majewski. It must be loud.
That is far away.
Yeah, it's 3 miles from here.
Yeah.
But you can hear it, not like clearly, but you can definitely hear it in the distance. And so on and so forth. You know, like it, like Reading Rock sounds from here when Reading Rock's on.
You say that like I've ever been in Reading at the same time.
I've only been here for the very first morning, because that's normally when Curious Pastimes renewal takes place.
Yeah.
And, oh my god, getting out of the town was ridiculous.
Number of times they try and herd me into the Reading Festival pens. I'm just like, no, I want to leave. Please let me leave.
I'm leaving. Get me out of here. I don't want to be around these mad people. Ooh, buzzing.
So I guess in that situation, I would probably say hello and then keep walking towards Cult Central because we're both going there, so okay. Why would we stop?
Well, you get there and there are two weird things. Firstly, the front door is slightly ajar, and secondly, there is a post-it note on the front door.
What colour?
Yellow.
What's it say?
It says, just got out to the concert, back in a bit. Come in.
That's really fucking weird.
Yeah, that's not normal.
That doesn't sound like Mordred at all.
Okay, I'm not sure why he'd leave the door open.
No. He doesn't see...
He wouldn't leave the door open to go to get a pint of milk.
Yeah. And given he was talking about psychopaths climbing through his windows the other day.
Wow. That's just normal, isn't it?
If you live here... So what are you doing?
Should we go in instead of standing about outside?
Yeah, all right.
Okay, you go in, you go into the living room, it is looking okay, it's been tidied a bit. There are new posters on all of the walls. They're all the same. It looks like, a band of some description. Four Japanese girls, all wearing either like pink surgical masks or weird painted masks, sort of. Like eyes, but no features. Two of them carrying normal guitars, one of them carrying a big bass guitar, and one of them like standing either with drumsticks or near a massive drum set. Each of them emblazoned with the words "Hell Newt Yogis."
That's the new one.
Oh god, the room has changed. Why has the room changed?
There's a book in your corner.
I don't like it. Is the kitchen different? Is the kitchen still the same?
Well, you can't really tell. The lights are on.
But is it dark?
Well, it's relatively dark.
I'll turn the light on, maybe, I guess.
Yeah. Right. Light in the living room comes on. It takes a while to warm up. The lights in the kitchen, on the other hand, are actinically bright. It looks pretty much the same as always.
Okay, I'll stay in here for a minute. Maybe fill the kettle. That's a nice calming thing to do.
Oh, you do notice your cup hasn't been washed.
Oh god, why?
You're going to have to make do with Gandalf. Dun, dun, no! Dun. Your second choice mug. We may be revealing too much here.
I feel like I should have way more negative traits at this point.
But anyway, please continue.
I will shout up the stairs. See if,
Nope. No response.
Still on the computer or something?
No response. There seems to be nobody in the house.
That's weird. I swear we were in there a minute ago.
Apart from you... See what I have to put up with?
Well, since you put the kettle on, we might as well, help ourselves to some tea.
There's plenty of tea to choose from, although it is tea that has already all been reviewed.
Do you think we should text him or something? Maybe?
Yeah, are we expecting anyone else today?
I don't know.
You're fairly certain that Blooded is in America. And Il Porcupino is not available to be electronically tagged in for some reason, but you don't know why.
Yeah, I think maybe we should text him and find out.
Okay.
If we're doing anything tonight. We were supposed to be.
Well, he'd have to post it, I guess. So, I mean, who else would he have been expecting? It's Thursday.
Okay, you we're
always here on Thursdays.
Yes. You send a text. It goes through. The problem with doing this is I've just noticed I've made a mistake on the numbering of the one of the cult episodes, so now I've got to go and fix it. You send a text, nothing happens.
Can I have a look around and see if his keys, his phone and his wallet are anywhere around?
Keys, phone and wallet are missing.
Okay.
As is long leather coat.
Okay.
Is the weather like this?
Yeah, it's pretty warm.
Okay. Can I do an internet search on, was it something metal yogi?
Hell Newt Yogis.
That's the one.
Yes, you can.
I do not want to play any videos or anything. I just want to see what it says on, like, Wikipedia or whatever comes up.
Oh, Wikipedia does indeed have a thing. It is a kawaii metal band called the Hell Newt Yogis. Let's see. They are playing a world tour. They came to prominence in Japan. They are a kawaii metal band consisting of four members. Well, four members and a manager, obviously. They started, their first big gig was the Gods of Kawaii at Miyako Iwate Prefecture in 10th March 2011. Then they've hit Metal Hoedown at Okefenokee National Wildlife Refuge, Big John's Metal Shack at Joplin, Missouri, the Metal Cookout at Arvin, California, Vivcani, Macedonia, the Festival, Waldo Canyon, Colorado, the Kauai Tour, Osceola, Florida, Harrison, Missouri, Clark, Massachusetts, Norgan, Illinois, Clay, Arizona, and New York. Then they went off to Welikeda, Sri Lanka. They played the Solomon Islands on the 5th of February 2013, Chelyabinsk in Russia, Ben McDwee up in Scotland on the 1st of April 2013, the Namche Bazaar in Nepal on the 18th of April 2014. And they've now started moving on to a world tour, which has brought them to Reading Majewski Stadium this evening. There are many links to videos, and a lot of people seem to have edited the page. You do have to wade through quite a lot of stuff like, this is the best band ever, it is mostly the best band of all best bandingness, this is the best of the band of bestness. This band is the best. This is the best band. This band is best. Oh gods, this band is so good. It is the best. But yeah, that's pretty much what you find. The Majewski Stadium has completely sold out, and in fact many people are expected to turn up and not be able to enter. And I have now fixed the incorrectly numbered episode of Dresden.
Hooray.
Because I realised I had two session fours from Dresden. That's not right.
There's some very odd places on that list of where this band has been to.
There are.
But do they? I don't really know much about metal bands and where they go, so...
If you click on the link, by the way, kawaii metal is expounded upon. It's basically, well, the best proponent of it would be baby metal. So, sort of cutesy-ish metal, sort of. Certainly, quite a lot of the people who you saw turning up looked like full-on metalheads carrying Hello Kitty bags, or people who wouldn't normally go to metal gigs?
It's probably hard to explain exactly how little Archive would seem to care about any of this information.
Fair enough.
You're not talking about British Sea Power, the National Balance Bastion. And therefore, interest levels are probably pretty low. Or, you know, many other bands which are also very interesting. But I'm not going to name them all because that would take a long time.
The Twilight Sad. We have to name them.
Yes, Twilight Sad. Oh my god.
We have to name them. They let us use their music.
They're amazing.
They're excellent people. Go listen to them. And then go and buy all of their CDs.
I went all the way to Glasgow just to see them. It was amazing.
I went all the way to a bandstand in London.
You did! You went with me!
Yes, and we spent 4 hours on a fucking train!
Yes!
It should not take 4 hours to get into London from here. But anyway, we've gone away from the point slightly. What are you doing with this apocalypse you've got?
Well, we don't know it's an apocalypse, we just know Mordrigan's not here.
No.
Which is quite confusing. What time is it now?
It is at least 45 minutes beyond the time when you'd expect him to be here. It's about a quarter of an hour after you actually turned up.
Hey! I am not that bad.
Wow, 20 minutes then.
Alright, I can take that.
Normally it's 18.
Okay, 20 minutes I can take, 40, no.
Oh. But yeah, it's quite late.
Yeah. Do you think he's actually coming back? Or should we just go home?
Off in the distance, you hear the music coming to a crescendo, and then stopping. And then there's lots of cheering, and then there's a bit more cheering, and then they start to play again.
Well, if, however unlikely it seems, if he's gone to the concert, there isn't going to be any game, is there?
No. So what do you want to do?
But it still doesn't explain why I left the door open, like he was in some kind of hurry.
Maybe he wrote a post-it. It'd be easier to just shut the door if he was in a hurry. He actually left a note.
Off in the distance, the music gets louder. The cheering increases.
I mean, if you're in a hurry, would you write a post-it note, or would you just go? I mean, he could have sent a text on the way if he'd really been in a hurry. That would have been even quicker. Why did he leave a post-it note? Is his phone out of battery?
That is a question I can't answer. Because it's not here.
Yeah. My phone isn't here, so you can't check to see if I'm out of battery.
Can I try phoning it?
Yes, it starts ringing.
Okay, it's not out of battery. We've solved that issue.
It continues ringing.
Okay.
It continues ringing a bit more.
I don't know if I actually want him to answer, because then there'd be actually talking on the phone.
And then you hear a voice going, "This is Mordrigan, going to leave a message."
Oh God, hang up.
Okay.
Can't leave a message. Don't be ridiculous. It's a horrific idea.
I know, I fucking hate answering phones. But anyway, yes, so what are you all doing? Off in the distance, the music is going even further up into a bigger crescendo. There's lots of cheering, lots of cheering, lots of cheering. Then it goes silent, and then you're off in the distance, you hear a... No, it goes completely quiet.
I guess they finished then.
Or they've summoned Cthulhu.
No, Cthulhu's in the attic.
This is true.
He is. He's just there, holding up a pop shield.
Yes. I thought Cthulhu was what we're supposed to be doing tonight.
It was what we're supposed to be doing tonight.
See, if I ever get ill and miss a session, this is what I get.
We expect you to text.
Yes.
And not and leave I the door do. Open.
And I do. And I don't leave the door open.
Exactly. This is uncharacteristic behaviour and I'm very confused by it and I don't like it. But I don't really know what to do. So, oh God.
Off in the distance you hear an explosion. And a bit of screaming. It's quite a long way off.
I'm going to check Facebook.
Okay. Right. Checking Facebook.
And Twitter. I won't bother with Google Plus.
Checking Facebook, you get a lot of messages about people making dinner. A lot of people are moaning about all the people in Reading. quite a few people are going, I'm glad it's not quite so fucking hot anymore. Oh my God, I'm melting. A billion adverts for various things that you're not interested in. Oh, and all of these are not in the right order. Let's just make that clear from the beginning. On Twitter, however, you do find that Mordigan has put up three tweets today. The first one, at the beginning, is, somebody just sent me this, what the fuck am I watching? And it seems to be a Helmut Yogi's video. Then there is, Helmut Yogi's is the best baby metal band ever, and they are going to tour the UK! 2 days after that, there is, I think the Helmut Yogi's best song could be Celibate OK, Scratchy. And then finally, about 10 minutes after that, actually, scratch that. I just heard the Helmut Yogi sing Harsh, Smutty, Rasputin. The acoustic version is awesome. And incidentally, if you check my Twitter, those tweets actually exist. For the first time I ran this.
Right, okay. Well, they still sound a bit shit, but okay.
Celibate okay, scratchy.
Has he tweeted at all today?
Those last two were today.
Okay. And the other one was from...
2 days ago.
2 days ago.
Were any posts... Like, when was the last one posted?
About... Hang on. I'm not sure. It was posted at... Oh, it doesn't give me the times. It's, like, 5 o'clock.
Okay, so before we got here.
Yeah, but only just.
That's a few hours, just.
True.
Okay.
There's another explosion off in the distance.
Oh, crap, explosions. That's what I was checking.
You also hear a... As a police car sets off up the A4? The road that heads to the Majeski, anyway.
Basically, I want to see if any of my other Reading friends have posted anything.
What
the fuck was that?
A few of them have actually got things like heading to the gig after the concert. Oh my God, this is going to be the best thing ever. A couple of the other ones are going, did anybody just hear a fucking explosion? Notably, the people who live in your house have been going, was that an explosion?
That's weird.
What with being slightly closer to it.
They're not on Facebook terribly often.
Yeah, but there's a fucking explosion.
It'd be more like to send me a message on WhatsApp.
Well, I don't know that, do I? I'm not a fucking mind reader. God damn it.
Or a text. Okay.
Two people send you texts. Both of them say, you didn't go to the gig, did you? ?
These people do not know my music taste. But okay.
Oh, and there is another one from one of the people who said they'd come to the gig.
Okay, what's it say?
He is come.
Show this to Hardwick. The fuck? Is that a finger of innuendo, Raymond?
Possibly.
They didn't spell it that way, but sure, if you like. We had a lot of problem with this last time, as well.
This is not surprising.
Because blood it is.
You hear another explosion and a couple more police cars head that way, and then you hear the inevitable sound of the fucking police helicopter.
Should we go home and stop sitting in Mordrian's house? Or something. I don't know. Is this weird?
You do hear, right. Well, it doesn't sound like a cheering crowd anymore. It sounds more like an angry crowd. Rather than a cheering crowd. And then another explosion. I don't know why I'm doing that. I've got Sirenscape on here.
I'm not currently using it.
Not sure we want to go that way. I think we should be... Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, my housemate's got a car. But... No, if they're all the way up to 18, we can probably get home before people come. I don't know.
I just got the end of that there. But yes, off in the distance, you hear an explosion.
Do you know what this guy means by he has come? Do you know what he's talking about?
No, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know.
You're receiving texts from that person.
What do they say?
He has come. 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 Literally, every time a text opens, another one comes in.
I am going to turn my phone to silent.
Good plan. It sits there buzzing away.
The vibrating is really annoying. No, it's normally on vibrate, but I'm just going to turn the vibrate off as well.
Okay.
So I get none of this.
Okay.
Because it's really annoying. I can't deal with that. That's past my tolerance level.
Okay.
I would actually go mad.
I'm not going to make you roll stress for it, but still.
Okay, good to know.
But yeah, it's still
I'm amazed it didn't make you roll stress for the posters.
Yeah, you can't take physical damage or really mental damage from the posters. But so your phone is, quote marks, blowing up with, like, hundreds of messages from this same guy.
I think he's just sitting on the send button or something.
But how's he sending the same message over and over again in that case?
I'm just on target. Oh. Go away, voice of the ST.
Okay. I'll just sit here then.
It's possible, I suppose.
What's off in the distance? They've gone quiet, ladies and gentlemen, don't mind me.
I think this is probably what happened in this sort of apocalypse situation, is Harvick and I would look at each other and not know what to do and just panic.
You just go quiet and sit there quietly.
Okay, well, should we go home? Should we not? I don't know. What do we do? Oh, God.
Well, I'm not sure we want to go towards it, particularly, do we?
We're just in, like, Mordrian's house and he's not here and that's a bit weird.
So let me get this straight. The apocalypse might be happening, but the important thing is, it's a bit weird that you're in the house, so maybe you ought to go into danger.
Yes.
Wow.
Strange things are happening.
They are. You can hear the police helicopter is still overhead, and a couple more police cars have headed down the M4 in that direction. You can hear, like, shouting and so on up in the distance. It's not quite that loud, but never mind.
I'm going to text my housemates and find out what.
Which ones? The ones at the gig or...
Some of my housemates were at the gig.
One of them was.
Oh, wonder which one.
I don't know, because I don't know who your housemates are.
You've met some of them.
I've met some of them, but not all of them.
I'm going to
and he didn't say, this is the person who lives in my house. He said, this is blah. And I went, cool. And then drank a lot.
That doesn't sound like me. I don't introduce people, generally. They probably introduce themselves far more effectively than I could.
Quite possibly, but there was a lot of drink, so...
Yeah.
And I'm terrible with names, which also would be one of my negative features.
So, one of the ones who's at home.
Okay.
Likely to be at home.
Text one of the ones who is at home with what the fuck is going on. They respond with, fucking hell, I think I heard a fucking explosion. What the fuck? Can you hear the shouting? What the fuck's going on? So it's not particularly useful from a working out what's going on point of view, but it does make you feel slightly less worried that you're the only one panicking, because it seems like more people are panicking too. That's a bit too loud. That's a little bit too loud.
Is there some sort of giant stomping around pulling the trousers up?
I'm trying to manage to get, like, a proper fighting off in the distance sound, but it's quite difficult. I don't have many of the sound thingies, because there's billions of them now. Sirenscape, wonderful program. But yeah, so yeah, off in the distance you can hear what sounds like all hell breaking loose.
Look at Hardwick.
Should we text Mordrigan again?
Do you want to? I don't want to touch my phone.
Yeah, okay.
It is still occasionally the light flashes on and then goes off. Well, flashing on and goes off. Send a text. A couple of seconds afterwards, Mordrigan's phone starts ringing you.
Okay, I'm gonna put it on white speakerphone.
Yeah. That's all you could hear, and a lot of screaming in the background.
Was that? Did that sound like Mordrigan?
No.
Or not?
It didn't.
Okay.
It didn't sound like him at all. Nor does that. There is another explosion off in the distance, and you hear the sounds of, like, probably about 3 or 4 police cars heading that way?
Oh, God. Oh, God, what's happening? Who is that? What's... Should we lock the door?
I thought you wanted to leave because it was weird being here.
Yeah, but... I do, but also...
That was weirder?
That was weird, yeah. I don't know. What do you think we should do?
Well, your house is closer to whatever is happening is happening.
Yeah. Oh, God. But my housemate's there, and I don't know. I mean, what are we going to do? Are we just going to wait and see what happens? Or what?
That actually does sound a bit closer now. Still, like, at least a mile or two away, but not as far out as the Majedski.
Okay. What should we want to stay here? It seems to be getting closer.
Okay. Where do we go? I mean, I don't even have any money on me.
Oh, your phone has stopped receiving text messages.
Oh, that's nice.
It receives a video message instead. And then it stops receiving messages.
Can I try phoning my housemates?
Which one?
The one at the house.
You phone the one at the house. But you get no dial tone.
Phone a different one at the house.
Same thing. Also, your phone, Hardwick, has stopped being connected to the network as well.
Okay.
Similar to, you know, like New Year's Eve.
Right.
Like the... We are currently experiencing a heavy traffic of messages. Yes, it happens every year.
Try the landline phone.
The landline phone is currently still working.
Oh, it's working. You want to call them?
But I can't find their phones. On my phone.
No, but that's because your network's busy, isn't it?
But when their networks, I thought it was because their networks are busy.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not good with telecoms.
I could try phoning one of their mobile numbers to see, but we don't have a landline, so.
It's a rare house that does nowadays. So what are you doing? Are you going to try and give it a go?
Yeah, I'll try and give it a go.
It starts ringing, but it just rings and rings and rings and rings and rings, so. It's trying to connect to the network, but you're not certain whether it's connecting at their end.
Right, you're going to put the television on.
There is a very large explosion from the direction of the Majedski Stadium. Incidentally, the sounds of the helicopter have just stopped. You turn the TV on. It turns on, and it is on BBC One. And it's like, breaking news, rioting breaks out in the Majewski Stadium. And it shows like a picture. You think it may actually be from a news helicopter. So possibly that wasn't the police helicopter. It was a news helicopter. And there's a bit of a voiceover. It's like, as you can see, the metal concert has spilled out of the Majewski Stadium, and you can see they're overturning cars and smashing buses up, and you can see the crowd sort of rush up to like a big coach and start rocking it backwards and forwards. Then it topples over, and they dive on the underside of it, and then it explodes, and there's this huge ball of flame, and some of the people who were rocking it run off and attack other cars.
What, that were just sat on the road?
Or in the car park.
But
they're on fire when they're doing it. And everybody, there's a huge number of people who seem to just be fighting each other, and like a couple of people are like waving things up at the helicopter, but you can't really see them very clearly. Then the helicopter starts going over the stadium, and you can see on the stage there's six people standing. There's somebody in like, there's quite a big person in like, not really robes, because they're not covering enough to be robes. They're more like thick strips of fabric rather than like proper clothes.
Like kind of a mummification that's like...
No!
That's just like...
It's thicker than that. It's just sort of wrapped here and there and everywhere. They're quite tall. Mask, these weird... like giant yellow scarves and such. Then there's four people wearing various masks and this other woman, you think, in a business suit. And then the video stops and the announcer goes, "That is unfortunately when we lost contact with the helicopter." And then it goes back to the beginning and loops it, and police are on their way immediately, blah, blah, blah. It's unsure what currently is happening, but things of this scale have happened before, and the police will no doubt deal with the miscreants, and, oh, this is typical of the falling moral fabric of the country, blah, 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 blah. And they start to blame it on the oath, and, like, decadent music, and, you know, the usual blah, 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 blah. But occasionally they go back to, like, the video, and they do seem to be trying to get other news vans out there. You do see they've got a news van at the top of the A4. So the road that runs down to the Jersey Stadium. I can't remember what the buggering thing is called. I keep calling it the A4, but I don't think it is.
I think it's the A33.
That sounds a bit more likely. But anyway, they've got one at the head of the A33.
Is it the big road that the half marathon people run along?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I know that one.
Yeah. So they've got a van at the end of the A33, and the A33 is empty. You can see about where the Morrison's turn off. There's a little cordon of police cars across it and a couple of police vans, and the cameraman zooms in, and it's obviously police full riot gear, guns, the whole nine yards. Off in the distance, though, you can see coming down the road from the direction of the Majewski, this horde of people, all of them like waving things or carrying burning torches, a couple of them on fire, which is fucking weird, because they don't get very far, they run them for a bit towards them and then sort of topple over, presumably because on fire.
Some of them
are flapping like flags or something around in the air. And they're all sort of marching down, and in the distance you hear them shouting, "He has come! He has come! He has come!" But it doesn't, the cameraman starts to zoom in on this approaching horde, and then the feed goes dead, and the announcer comes up. "I'm very sorry, we've been asked not to show this, but it was blah blah blah, current police activities, etc., etc. We will keep you up to date with this as it goes on. So what are you two doing? This is just going to be going on in the background on the TV for the moment."
Right. Obviously something a bit weird gone on there. But the man in the, like, draping roby things, definitely not part of the band.
Definitely not.
I don't know, I've never seen them. I don't know.
The only thing I would say is, if everyone who's gone to the concert's gone a bit funny, let's put it that way.
Funny.
This
is quite a typical British response to the apocalypse. Right, chaps, everybody's got a bit funny. We're going to have a cup of tea and let's long think about what we're going to do next.
No, we're not, because...
But we've had a cup of tea.
We've had the tea.
Yes.
My point now is we're in a house of someone who's been to the concert. Well, presumably, it's what it said on the post-it note.
Right.
So, probably not best to stay here. Do you think?
Probably, but it's Mordrigan.
Yes, I know, but if he's like, you know, that person who's on fire, who's running about.
Yeah.
He's got a key to get in, so he's just gonna, you know, walk in like it's his house, because it is.
Oh, walking into his own fucking house. God. Like he owns the place.
I know.
So where do we go? We just go in the wrong direction.
You hear what sounds like machine gun fire off in the distance, and then it stops. And then there's a big roar, and carried on the wind, you hear the words, "He's calm."
Should we just start walking? And plan on the way?
Let's go down to, like, the corner of,
If we go into town, there might be other people there.
Yeah, let's walk down, like, towards Southampton Street.
Okay.
And then see what's happening, because that's the other way into town from the Majeski.
Yeah.
Okay. So you head across a couple of roads and get to Southampton Street. The first thing you notice is there are no drunken people sat outside the Hop Leaf, which is surprising, because normally there are.
That is surprising. Yeah. I walk past them every week.
Yeah. They're not there. But there does seem to be quite a bit of noise coming from inside, and you can hear what sounds like the police, the television report on inside the bar. There's quite a lot of people sort of out on the streets looking in the direction that the sounds are coming from. There's no cars, but then this is a one-way street, so unless they were coming from that direction, you wouldn't see any cars. Way off in the distance, though, at the top of Southampton Road, you can see a sort of orange glow in the distance, you know, like fire reflecting off the underside of clouds.
That's just Reading. It's the streetlights.
True, but still.
There have been several explosions, though.
There is another one while you're standing there, by the way. A bloke comes up to you. "Ear, do you know what's going on?"
I'll keep my distance and go, "No, sorry, not really."
"No?
I bet it's them fucking metalheads. There was fucking loads of them in the town today. It was fucking ridiculous. I had to wait 10 minutes to get on my train. I nearly ended up on the wrong one. Bloody ridiculous. It's ridiculous, this. Shouldn't be allowed." And then he sort of wanders off and tries to find somebody else to actually tell him what's going on.
Right.
What's going on inside the pub?
Okay. You go and have a quick glance through the door. Pretty much all of the regulars are inside the Hot Leaf, and they're glued to watching the TV, which is currently showing pictures from the helicopter again. Incidentally, in the distance, you can hear two more helicopters. One of them, probably the police helicopter this time, if that previous one wasn't. And the other sounds a bit more like a Chinook. You know, big, loud, twin-propellered thing. Fly over quite regularly, usually when we're fucking podcasting. They're not bitter.
Not at all, no.
No. But yeah, no, you can hear a couple more helicopters heading in that direction. A couple more big police cars heading that way. In fact, one goes screaming up Southampton Street in that direction, which is the wrong way.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a one-way street.
Yeah, it's down the hill.
That car just went up the hill quite fast.
But if it's, like, somewhere past my house...
That section is two-way, but the whole of Southampton Street is one-way.
Oh, fuck, yeah, okay.
And it just went the wrong way.
Yeah, the car's driving the wrong way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At speed.
I thought you meant it was driving away from the stadium, which is like, I don't think it is. No. But no, okay, fair enough.
No, that's weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, everybody in the Hot Leaf is watching the broadcast and sort of murmuring, what's going on? Oh, I don't know. Do you think it's another riot? Oh, maybe we should go and smash up the town hall or something. I don't think it's that sort of riot.
Do we have a town hall?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the big red brick monstrosity in the centre of town. It was put up by Victorians with no sense of style. You know, like most Victorian buildings. It looks like St. Pancras if St. Pancras had been an opium addict.
I quite like St. Pancras. It has free toilets.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the British apocalypse, where our toilets are no longer fucking free. But anyway... So what are you doing? You're currently standing on the road.
But... If we go into the Hot Leaf, they're all going to stare at us like they usually do.
Yes, of course they are. They're going to stare at you like you're the proverbial Americans entering a Scottish pub. That was a American Werewolf in London quote. Not quote. Reference, that's the word.
Do you want to keep going into town? That is at least further away. Yeah.
Okay. So, straight in towards the Oracle, or where are you heading, effectively?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. You just basically turn heel and head down Southampton Street. As you're going down Southampton Street, you look down London Road, and, like, there's people coming out of the houses down London Road as well and looking in that direction and shouting to each other, what's going on? I don't know. Is it another riot? We should smash up the town hall.
I'm getting the feeling people in Reading really hate the town hall.
No, but if you were trying to hold a riot in Reading, that's the only thing.
No, you go to the station. You smash up the station. If you wanted a riot... That's where you go. Yeah. There's a reason in our World of Darkness games. It was always the station that got blown up in every chronicle.
Fair enough. Things you learn. I'm going to have to put, like, warning tags on this. Like, this is fiction. We're not really going to attack the station.
Well, we're not going to. I'm just saying if you were going to. The station would be a better bet than the town hall if you wanted to actually have an impact.
If you wanted to have a riot, go for the station. Because that would mess up people's days.
I mean, it's better than Town Hall, anyway.
Yeah.
The Town Hall, like, no one's
going to... I'm going to have to edit quite heavily, I think.
Right. Well, Back and Beyond, I mean, people might notice that.
Oh, fucking hell. If somebody attacked the Back and Beyond, every fucker would realise.
Exactly. They'd realise...
The Back and Beyond is a pub.
They've written way quicker than the Town Hall.
Yeah. But anyway, so you head into town. You get to the Oracle, And it's a bit weird, because you know how normally there's loads of people out on the sort of riverside? Everybody's inside the restaurants with all the doors shut, and they're all sort of looking about, and there's people wandering to round the corners and coming into the area, but all the restaurants have shut their doors and are keeping them shut at the moment. It's a bit weird. And some of the people see you and they're like, looking a bit shocked that you're out there.
Do you get the feeling we might have made a mistake?
Possibly.
Off in the distance, you hear another sort of chatter of gunfire and another cheer. And then an explosion. And then a very clear shout of, "He is come!" As if a couple of hundred people shouted it all together.
What's he come for?
Who knows? So what are you doing? It seems like the people in the restaurants and stuff are just basically in a defensive posture.
Right. Well, as we walk along the riverside, I'll try to, like, stay as far away from the... Mainly, I like to point out, glass windows and doors.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like they're actually there's a couple of people in the little beach bar behind the open weave metal fences. Right, quick, there's something going on, there's a riot or something, you should get undercover, get in the Oracle or something. You're free to ignore them though if you prefer. What direction are you going?
They are hiding in a beach bar.
Yes, yeah, they are indeed hiding in a fucking beach bar. They are obviously not the smartest cookies in the box. So what are you doing?
We could head to mine, that's further towards Cemetery Junction.
Okay.
But I guess we could...
Or do you want to
go... Or we could go to the station or something. Or see if people know anything there. Or we could just stay out here and maybe like walk along to Sonning or something.
We could. Can I see if I can get any signal on my phone to get like the local radio?
No. The mobile network seems to be not responding very quickly.
Okay.
Or indeed at all. You're sort of poking away, and you actually manage to get it to connect to the station, but all you can hear on the station is, "He is come, he is come,
okay, no,
he is come." And so you turn it off. You can actually hear, like, shouting and screaming, from the direction of the A33, because I'm using the right name now. But whereas before it was like definitely just in that direction, now it sounds a bit more dispersed, as it were.
Right, okay.
Like maybe they're spreading out a bit. Oh, God, it's started playing music for no reason. Go away, music. No, why? Why? Excuse me, I'm having a sirenscape fail. Please be silent.
Where's this fighting coming from?
You can hear fighting off in the distance. And, like, more flames and things.
Right, shall we go that way? I'm going to point towards, like, Tesco.
Okay.
You start walking down the... down the side of the river, all the people in the beach bar are like, no, you should stay protected here, as you walk away from their dumb asses. A few of the people up at the end have sort of come round the corner, seen everybody in the restaurants gone, maybe not, and headed back round the corner towards the station or towards mixology. A bit further down, you go past the homemade burger company, and then you cross over the road, you start going underneath this sort of, it's that happens in the distance. The scooter gang are obviously off and about. But you probably couldn't hear that on the recording, but it was very weird. And you start heading across the old sort of humpback bridge and under like the walkway that's part of that solicitor's office. Mm-hmm. And as you step to cross over the bridge, you're suddenly very aware of the fact that you're not walking past the same bridge anymore. Because the bridge you're passing in front of is the sort of white stone, nice tarmac, path on either side. As you step onto the road, it is dark stone, huge statues on either side, a lot longer than it needs to be to cross this river, and oil lamps hanging from it. You take a step back off the tarmac, it's back to normal.
Step forward again.
Make me a willpower check.
Just like a small step, sort of step forward, back, go, what the fuck is this?
Okay.
Tell me how I make a willpower check.
So you get one positive die for being a person.
Woo!
Do you have any features that you think might help you?
Is remembering any old facts and things going to be remotely useful here?
Probably not.
Indecisiveness?
Probably not.
Yeah, none of these things.
You then get a negative die.
Okay.
Do you think you've got any equipment on you, or have you done any foresight planning that would get you any positives?
No, we've done nothing.
So basically you get to roll those two dice. And you'll either fail or pass and get some stress.
I rolled two dice.
Okay, so on your positive die, is your number lower than your willpower?
Yes.
Is the number on your negative die the same number?
Yes.
So they both cancel out.
Okay.
Which means you don't take any stress, but you do fail.
Okay.
You step onto the road and look at the bridge. You then step off the road and look at the bridge. And then you step on the road and look at the bridge and step off the road and look at the bridge and step on the road and off the road and on the road and off the road. And
this is where the indecisiveness kicks in?
It's like there are two bridges. Like, there's two bridges, but there's one bridge. You need to make me the same check.
Okay.
So, you get a positive die for being a person. You get a negative die for the difficulty. Do you have any features or planning that you think might help?
No, I'm easily distracted.
Have another negative die.
If only we'd done some planning, you're good at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Make a roll.
Right.
So.
What am I running? Willpower?
Yes.
Right, my two.
Your two negative dies aren't cancelled.
No.
But did you succeed?
No.
So, you fail and take two fucking stress.
What the fuck?
Which, weirdly, is exactly what happened last time. You step onto the thing, and it's like, oh yeah, that's always been here. And that's the way we should be going. You step onto the bridge, and it's like, okay, this is weird. You're not certain what's going on, but Hardwick is like, yeah, this is the way.
I don't think so. I mean, I've walked down here before. It doesn't look like how I remember it does.
But we just need to go, like, this way over the bridge.
Yeah, if you cross the bridge, you can get to the other side of the river, and that puts the river between you as well.
But that's not what it looks like, though, I think. Have they? I don't think I've seen them doing anything here.
It's also, like, considerably longer than it should be, so it's actually longer than the river is wide. By quite a lot. Like, a lot.
I'm trying to work out where exactly we're going, because we're not going where I thought we were going.
We are at the bridge at the London Street Brasserie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Except it's no longer the bridge at the London Street Brasserie. It seems to be a bridge to somewhere else entirely.
Because, are we trying to go over the bridge to the other side? Because I thought we were crossing the road to go walking on by the river.
Yes,
we were just crossing the road, but now Hardwick seems to think that going across the bridge is a better idea. you know, the weird bridge.
Going up the road rather than across.
Going into town rather than...
Exactly.
Oh.
Which is odd, because she didn't say that a moment ago, but now she's dead set on it.
But we're going to go this way. We said we were going to go this way. This way is the way to Tesco.
Yeah, but I changed my mind. I think we should go this way now.
But we said we were going this way.
Oh no. It's an infinite loop.
You can't suddenly change the plan mid-plan. Oh god.
I don't know, can I?
No.
No, what she's saying is no.
No.
You can't change the plan mid-plan. Right, well, so what are you doing at the moment?
Can you're I try and...
both like, standing there indecisively.
That sounds like us.
Can I?
That does sound quite familiar, actually, yes.
Yeah, can I try and, like... I don't know, does Archive need to convince me, or... Can I reconsider, or...?
You can reconsider. You only took stress, you didn't take a trauma, and you haven't picked up any negative features. It's just you think that going across the bridge is actually a better plan now, but... you're open to being convinced otherwise. It's not a magical effect that is enforcing it.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure we could go that way, I suppose. This way seems more attractive now.
It looks different. Like, that's not... Is the station still there?
You can't see it from here.
Okay.
You can't actually see beyond the edge of the new bridge, because the new bridge is also a humpback bridge, but a much steeper hump.
Right.
You can't actually see beyond the end of it. Speaking of which, from the opposite end of the bridge, you hear a sort of scratchy sound. It sounds much better on the recording. As if something is dragging its way up the bridge.
We should go that way. Go that way. Go. Now.
Okay, yeah.
Now.
I don't like the sound of that.
You turn to flee, but we've run out of time, so that's where we're going to stop for the evening.
We're running away!
We're going to Sunning!
So last time we played this game, it was Blooded, Loka, and Hardwick. And the moment Luca found the post-it note on the door, he went and got knives.
He went into the kitchen and went, where's the sharp knives?
It was like, nope, this is fucking weird, he'd never leave his fucking door open, I need to get knives. And then they all decided to go and rescue me. Which, although touching, was somewhat insane.
The Blooded was quite convincing at the time.
Yeah, he was very convincing, and it made for a much more action-packed beginning, as it were.
Yeah.
As they headed into the mouth of death. You lot, meanwhile, went down the more British route of, we'll have a cup of tea and see what's happening. Shit's going down. Maybe we should, fuck off to Sonning. So you've started to fuck off to Sonning. Which is fine.
I'm entirely in character here. I know my flight response.
Yeah, it's fuck off to Sonning.
Oh god, there's danger. Let's go that way.
Let's go,
away.
So, we hope you enjoyed this rather quieter start to the apocalypse. Don't worry, it's building up to a bit more of a crescendo. We are going to continue with this one this time. It's not going to be a one and done. We're probably going to have another session next week. We might continue even after Blooded has returned from his sojourn. Depends on whether we get it done or not and whether I manage to kill them all or not. But thank you very much for listening. If you want to talk to us, you can talk to us at thecultoftierandice.net or you can send us an email thecultoftierandice@gmail.com or you can talk to us on Twitter @cultoftierandice. You can talk to me @Mordrigan. You can talk to her @tgremlin. I nearly said @bloodedfox because I'm used to doing it so in that order.
To me @bloodedfox if you like, but I won't reply.
No, Blooded will. And he'll be really confused if you're talking about this particular adventure. But yes, hopefully the British apocalypse will be a bit more action-packed next week when it all goes
utterly to shit, and everyone runs out of fucking tea. Goodbye!